saw the stars today, everybody?
Oh,
you did. So you just got 10 points for your team. All right, how about another A?
Alpha.
Omega. And you know they all sing. Watch. And they all sing to the same little tune. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and he is the last. God is Almighty. God is Almighty. And we abide in his shadow. Cool, huh?
Do
all 33 of them do. Something about God that starts with the letter B, boys and girls. What else can we learn about God? No cheating, James. You can't look at that sheet. Turn it over. You're
he's
a fourth
brave.
Grade.
Okay.
He is brave.
Yes.
What?
B. Beautiful.
He is beautiful. And he makes all things beautiful. Look at that. And where does it say in the Bible? One thing have I desired of the Lord. Remember that song? And that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. It's a whole hymn. I just used that one because it was so pretty for me. But just teach them the first side first, like what I'm going to teach you most of this day. C. Something about God starts with C.
Counselor.
What? Counselor. There's another one.
Christ.
He made everything. Christ.
Creator.
They can add more as we go if you want to. Keep adding to your booklet all the time. Make it a three-ring booklet and keep adding.
Wow.
A, B, C, D. Something about God that starts with D, everybody.
Deliverer.
Come on.
Deliverer.
I heard a deliverer. Sing it with me. God is deliverer. God is deliverer. And he delivers my soul from death. God is deliverer. God is deliverer. He delivers me from death. See, it all goes to Far Jungle, you know.
Wow.
Are you sleeping, Brother John? Right? And then, of course, there's a Bible verse that proves it to them. What is E?
Eternal.
What would you think F is?
Faithful.
Faithful. Very good. Okay. See how good you are. I'm going to just throw a letter out, and how can you answer me back something about God that starts with that letter? A.
Almighty.
Come on. You guys try to beat the other
awesome.
Kid in the class. Awesome's another one. I want to add that to it. Another A. He is the beginning and the
end. Alpha.
Omega. That's right. B.
Beautiful.
Come on. Louder. C.
Creator.
We're fourth graders, so I said louder. C.
Creator.
What would you do?
Creator.
No, it's actually creator's a good one, but what's the one we just learned?
Counselor.
He guides us, right? A, B, C, D.
Deliverer.
E.
Eternal.
How fast you are. F.
Faith.
How sharp you are already? Now, why do we need these? Because God promises, boys and girls, that he will. How many of you need peace and quiet and no fear? How would you like to get rid of every worry and every fear you ever had? How many of you would like to get rid of that?
Yeah.
Would you love to get rid of all that fear? Because we don't trust God when we don't fear. But thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. How do you want to keep your mind stayed on him? Your mind goes over there. It's like mine. I'm all distracted. We just read a book called Undistracted, just because I get distracted so easy. But if you know your ABCs, God's ABCs, as you go to bed at night, you can say, oh, God, I'm so glad you're so almighty. I know you can do anything, and you're beautiful, and you're my counselor, and you're my deliverer. You're going to deliver me out of this trouble, God, ABCD, and you're eternal. You see what that'll do? I will tell you a story right off the bat before we do any more. I had a little girl who had a terrible nightmare. Every night, the same nightmare. And she came to me, Miss Darlene, I just had this, I can't get rid of it. I just try and I try. And I said, honey, do you know your ABCs of God? Yeah. Well, why don't you go to sleep tonight and ask God to keep your mind stayed on him and he will give you perfect peace and go through your ABCs. Oh. So she goes off that night and she says, stays in her bed and she's saying, God, take that away from me. You are almighty. You are beautiful. She went right through. Guess what? She came back. It's gone, Miss Darlene. No more bad nightmare. No more bad nightmare. God is faithful.
Yeah,
and the kid believed him. You know, the child believes him for
the
course.
They have faith.
Yeah. It's better than all. So let's go a little further. Faithful. Something about God that starts with the letter G. We always say God is all the time. God is good, and he does, and he takes care of me. And there's the verse that proves it, and that sings too. This one sings too. You are happy when you know it. Clap your hand. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34, verse 8. They all sing. And the little melody is written on the bottom, in the corner.
And does it come with the music?
This
songs on it, like that one?
Yes, it's just like this one.
Oh, you.
And it'll be online, and you can download it.
Oh, you can.
It's online. You can get a big one. I'm giving you the little one, so that they can make their own little copy.
Oh,
you're
so sweet.
Yeah, I've got the little one right here.
Oh,
it's just hot off the press. I just got this done this week. I have a sweet sister who took hours redoing my old one, which was much as nice as this, believe me. And she developed all these pictures and put it all together. She took
Time. So nice.
And it took her many, many, many hours, but she's got the whole thing complete now so that we have it at the curriculum conference on the 17th of February. So
what
it will be on
is
what,
it over here?
What?
What website? You said we could
CalvaryCurriculum.com. The same one. And you just type in my name / attributes. CalvaryCurriculum.com, attributes Darlene Tice. You'll find me on there somewhere. I'm doing a whole mess of workshops down through the years. This is our 26th year. This is our 26th year this year. You'll be with 600 Sunday school women's children's ministry people.
Oh,
if you come, Jack Hibbs is the keynote speaker this year, and we are having people signed up that we've never had before.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's on the 17th and 18th of February. If you want to get a big kick out of being with a bunch of children's ministry people, you got to go to one of these conferences. Even during COVID, we had 600. But he said registration's going off the wall right now. Pastor Larry Interline and his son Matt. It's at the Calvary Chapel of Diamond Bar, Raul Reese's Church, Diamond Bar, Golden Springs.
On what date?
The 17th and 18th of February. February, and don't go on Calvary Curriculum.com. Yeah, and sign up. Sign up. It's $90 for the 2 days. It's 30
for Friday and 60 for Saturday.
Yeah, and it's a full thing, a full lunch on Saturday. I mean.
Yeah.
Just, I would pay $500 to go because I just get so much kick out of being with that many children's ministry people. And there's 92 workshops to choose from.
What?
92. You, where can I go? Oh, there's so many
yes.
You want to go and see. It's so many, but they'll all be online afterwards.
Chapel?
Yeah,
Chapel.
It's out of Calvary Chapel, Diamond Bar. Yeah, Raul Reese's Church. Calvary Chapel, Diamond Bar.
I know him.
Oh, yeah. I've known him for a long time. Yeah, I'm an old lady. We're all Indian, but it's fun. Like I say, I don't mind it. Just okay, so gracious. What would be an attribute of God that starts with the letter H? A, B, C, D, F, G, H.
Holy.
Boys and girls, it's
holy.
On the top of every Bible.
Holy.
He's sinless and pure. He's the only one who's holy. And there's some of these that you can be, but there's some of these you could never be, except in under the blood of Jesus, of course. And so there's the verse that goes to that one, too. This is John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith. Dum, 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 dum. Okay. Exalt the Lord our God, worship at his holy hill. For holy is the Lord our God, Psalm 99 and verse 9. For holy is the Lord our God, Psalm 99 and verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God. They go out singing it. And I've got it. So I love, if you could teach it by song,
yeah.
You've got to remember that there's something in our brains that are completely different. That when you're even people that have had strokes that cannot speak can sing.
Oh, yeah.
Corrie Ten Boom. Was laid flat on her back for 7 years. She could sing the hymns in Dutch. She couldn't speak a word. But she'd lay there in bed at night and sing the hymns in Dutch in her native language because
yeah, really.
The music is stored in a different part of our brain. So, and it just never leaves you. You know, because some of you can sing songs from childhood, right? You
yeah.
can still remember, you know, a song from childlike. Anyway, I used several of the melodies for it. God is... Oh, I always, before I do this, what I say. Okay, you got holy. Now there's a big letter coming up here. I. And I say, I got a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious word for you. How many of you are smart enough to know that God never changes? A big word that starts with I is what?
Immutable.
Oh, can you say it, boys and girls?
Immutable.
Oh, you're very smart. You said immutable. What does it mean?
Unchanging.
God's immutable. God's immutable. Unchanging. Sing it with me. Unchanging. God is immutable. God is immutable. Oh, really good. Then give them lots of points for doing that. And then there's another I word. Someone else came up with one because they saw Goliath and they saw Goliath was so big. God must be really big. How tall is he? He is I. You can't be measured. What's that big word that means you can't even be measured? Infinite. God is infinite. God is infinite. He cannot be measured. The highest heaven cannot contain you. Da 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 da. That's La Cucaracha. I will use any song. I have a book on Elijah that's La Cucaracha and the Hallelujah Chorus. Anyway, the highest heaven cannot contain you. 1 Kings 8:27. Be the highest heaven cannot contain you. 1 Kings 8:27. Be. And J stands for what?
Just.
Okay, I hope you're all paying attention. Now I've got cookies. All right. first one.
Beautiful.
And then the Senate first, she gets the cookie first one. Right out. How about C?
Counselor.
Oh, counselor. Was that you, Mary? You get to have a seat. They're really good. They're for Trader Joe's. What? Oh, we haven't got to that one yet, so I haven't come yet. Oh, I haven't got to that one yet either. Anyway, you get the idea.
Yes.
But okay. So what is J?
Just.
What does that mean?
It's fair. Fair.
It's like fair.
What does it mean on here?
He's
not guilty.
Oh, he's going to punish sin. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit with boys and girls when someone told me, hey, your God can't be powerful and loving. Because if he was really powerful, he'd stop that man from hurting those children. Abusing the children for years, and he's never stopped it. He's not powerful. And he's not very loving, or he could stop it. And how do you answer that, boys and girls? So this has an answer. And we'll come to it in a minute. Stay with me. We have to look at all of what God is. He's J-H-A-J-K. What is K? What about God starts with the letter K?
King.
He is a king. I'd add that one.
Kind.
But that's not his character. That's something he does. He is. Okay. We're going for character. He is very, you got it, kind. And his kindness never ends. He never gets up on the wrong side of the bed. He's always kind. Are you always kind?
No.
Can you be kind?
Yes.
Some of these things you can be. Which ones can you be? That's fun to let them go through the ABCs and find out which ones they can be, which ones they can't be. Okay, H-I-J-K-L, a very important one, the most important one.
Love.
Love. He's love, and he sent the Lord Jesus, and he's also very
long-suffering.
That has to do with all of God. True, he's very patient. I don't know why he puts up with any of us. Can you understand why he puts up with us? I don't understand. He's just so patient, and he's so loving, and said he sent Lord Jesus. L-M, something about God that starts with M. Come on.
Merciful.
Merciful, you got it. Let's see how fast you are. I've got to throw a letter out. Whoever gets it back fastest gets the most points for their team. They'll do anything for points for their team. You know, put boys against the girls, they'll really go, okay, so, A.
Almighty.
Almighty.
You got it, so you'll get the cookie. Where's the cookie? I don't know that I have an almighty one, but I'm close to it. Can you catch it? How about Connie, see if you catch it. They love it if you throw things at them. They love it. Like the beanbags, which, by the way, we have a whole set of these wonderful gospel beanbags for you. I have a sweet friend who's got very severe cancer. She made over 100 130 match sets like this to give to you ladies.
Oh my God.
And at her expense, and she's been sewing for weeks, and she said, I want to get them ready for the conference, Darlene, so that all the teachers can have their very own copy. I said, now, that costs you a lot of money and time. She says, don't worry about it. I said, well, I'm going to leave it up to donation to the ladies. If they want to give you anything, that's fine. And, no, don't take any. She'll give it to me, and she'll give me money. If you give me money, it'll go right back in the for buying more of this for more. Because we find this is what we love to do with the gospel colors. You know the gospel colors, I think, most of you. My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came. Be ready. His precious blood, I know,
has
washed for me white as snow. And in God's word I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold to grow in Christ each day. I read my Bible and pray. So they hold the little song card, and then it's just one way you can use it. And then you go, if they could get it back to me, they get points for their cake or a cookie.
Oh, wow.
So the little child holds the song card, and now you've got this little basket or container or whatever. Or you can catch it for you and you say, my, but you all have to be singing, my heart was dark with sin. You got the voice. You don't let them throw it at the, don't let them throw it back at the other kid.
Right.
My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know. Now see, Miss Darlene lost your point for you. Try it again. Okay, his precious blood, I know, has washed me white as snow.
Good one.
And in God's word I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold to grow in Christ each day. And they love to get me.
You can see how they will choose this song every single time.
But that's just one way. You can use it for all different toss games. You can ask the Lord. He'll give you 1,000 ways to use the gospel colors. Okay, so let's go see how fast you are. A, again.
Almighty.
B.
Beautiful.
C.
Counselor.
D.
Deliver.
Come on, catch up with these girls. A, B, C, D, E.
Eternal.
Yeah,
eternal.
F.
Faithful.
I'm slowing down so you can think of the next letter. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Good.
And another good.
Gracious.
Great. Good for you. You'd see, you'd get a cookie. I'm giving you a cookie. Actually, I'll bid you, ladies, so you get an L. What does L stand for?
Long suffering.
Love. He has to come on.
Love.
Oh.
Yeah. Long suffering.
Long suffering and love. Okay. L, H, I, we're not leave off. Maybe C, D, F, G, H, H.
Holy.
I. Oh, good.
Immutable.
And another one that he can't be measured?
Infinite.
Okay, you got to do two I's. J.
Just.
K.
Kind.
The L's again, two L's.
Love.
And
long suffering.
M.
Merciful.
Now, N. I had a hard time with N. What about God starts with the letter N? I said, Lord, there's got to be something that's about your character that starts with N. I mean, you gave me this whole alphabet thing, so you've got to fill it in. And he's so good. He is always a God who is, he's not far away. He's always
near
to those who call upon him. Of course, he's near. And this one goes to what? She'll be coming around the mountain, won't you come? She'll be coming around the mountain, won't you come? The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him, who all call upon him in truth. Psalm 145, verse 18. Is it 18? Yeah. And the little humps over the top tells you we get the beat. But if you get it online, download it, my voice will be on there.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Which was a very humbling thing. You're going
to
have me sing? And it's going on over the line with my voice. Let's go get Sue Olson, who has a gorgeous voice. You know Sue Olson, she could like sing in a football stadium the national anthem. Any of you know Sue Olson, director of South Orange County? She's fabulous. Anyway, I shouldn't have showed you that one.
Oh,
now
it's
really big. You'd think Immutable was big. How would you like to make your parents feel not so smart, but you're smarter than them?
Oh,
older brother, this is a Bible college thing. These are what I call the big O's.
Mm-hmm.
They love big words. Remember how they want to spell M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-E-I?
I know. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
So there's a big word that means God is all powerful. What is it? You guys already know.
Omnipotent
or omnipotent. You could say it both ways, but the way you remember, boys and girls, it's potent is meaning
powerful.
It's powerful. Also, if there's a potent cell smell like a skunk, potent, whatever you want to get. Omnipotent, he is all-powerful, and then all power is given unto me, which is when Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. You remember that? Not all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Okay? You'll hear me sing it, but I won't be able to get all the background, but that is omnipotent. What's the next omni?
Omnipresent.
What does that mean?
Everywhere, all the time.
Oh, where? Do you know he's in China right now? Is he here in this room?
Everywhere.
Yes.
He's here. I wonder where he is.
In your heart.
What? He's invisible. That's another one. He's invisible. Unless he makes himself visible. Where do we see God coming to? That's a good thing. He is invisible and yet had to do with a creator.
Yeah.
Where do we see God?
Everything.
What about people never heard about God? He's everywhere through creator. And you can go to Psalm 19, of course. Omnipresent, and then there's one more big omni that we've got. Omnipotent, omnipresent, and
omniscient.
And I tell the children, look, there's almost the word science there. That's because he's, does he know all about all knowing? Does he know about all this technology?
Yeah.
We don't know all about this. It's downright frightening. If you get scared about it, don't be scared. God's mind is a lot bigger than AI. It's all this AI stuff that they talk about. God's all knowing. So we've got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Powerful.
Well, we did that powerful.
Patient.
Almighty and omnipotent. He's
patient.
We did that already. That's
long-suffering.
Long-suffering is patient. Powerful.
Present.
What does he give us that he always is, that we want all the time?
Peace.
He is peace. He is the essence of peace. So, and he gives us his peace. Look at that. Isn't that a great picture?
Mm-hmm.
And Peace I Leave With You, which is one of the battle hymn in the company. How does the battle hymn in the company? Somebody hummed the battle hymn of the Republic. I've lost the melody. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Is that it?
Yeah.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. So we sing it that way.
Yeah.
I forgot it. It's easy for me to forget now that I'm 80. Let's see. There's the cue.
Quick.
Is he quick? Can he do? He just spoke and said, let there be light. Let there be trees.
Yes.
And he's not slow about his word, except when he's ill. Well,
long suffering.
Can he be both quick and long suffering?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And there's another cue. There's another cue they came up with. My kids came up with this.
Quiet.
Starlene, he talks to me real quiet.
Quiet.
My ear, and I looked in the verse, what does it say? He speaks to us in the stillness, doesn't he? The Bible says so. And behold, a still small voice came to him. Remember Elijah? We all hear his voice. If we'll just be still long enough and be quiet, we can hear his voice. So that's Q. R. He's
righteous.
That's right. He does, and he gives us his righteousness. S is a big one, another big word that you can get. It means that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's
sovereign.
In control of everything.
Sovereign.
There it is, sovereign, and I love sovereign. And he controls everything. MNOPQRST, he is, I'll give you a clue, he is T.
Trinity.
The Trinity, triune, he's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's also a God of lies. Can he lie? He's a God of what?
Truth,
and what he says will happen. Yeah. I'm tired already. Are you kids tired? How would you like to get 100 points for your team? Okay, here we go. A, come on.
Mighty.
B,
beautiful.
You got to outbeat everybody in the room. A, B, C,
counselor.
D,
deliverer.
E,
eternal.
F,
faithful.
G,
good.
H,
holy.
I,
immutable.
Two of them.
Invisible.
Infinite.
Or invisible. We came up with another one. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Just.
K.
Kind.
L. Two of them.
Love.
Love and long suffering. We got two of them. You can just add more and more as you get. With an L. M.
Merciful.
N.
Near.
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 Near. All the time. He never leaves us. The big O's. I will give you the key word and you tell me what it is. He is all powerful. What's that big word? Oh, you're so smart. You know, we're dull compared to those kids. They'll get it even faster than you will. Okay, he's everywhere at once.
Omnipresent.
And he knows everything.
Omniscient.
That's a little scary. He knows everything that's in your head. He knows what you're thinking right now. And you could go on and just
like,
you could build a whole list on each one.
Jesus was on the earth. He knew what the Pharisees and Sadducees were thinking.
That's right.
Before they even opened their mouth.
Yep. Before we even know, oh Lord, you examine my heart, know everything about me. You know when I sit or stand, when far away, you know my every thought. Every moment, you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both receive and follow
okay.
me, and lay your hand to bless you. I mean, memorize 139 in the living. It'll just come alive to the kids. But the truth is absolutely the truth. He cannot lie. That's one thing God cannot do. He cannot lie. He cannot sin. LMNOPQRSTU was a hard one. What about God? God. You got me stuck again. What is you?
He's universal.
He is universal, but that's not a character.
Unique.
He is something. This is what he does for us. And
he
is. He is a God who, you're going to die when you see it.
Understands.
Of course he understands everything. You know, he absolutely understands everything. Even when you don't, when you can't understand why, just remember, now you know the who. God, I don't understand why that bad thing is happening, but I know you're true, and I know you're faithful, and I know you're good, and I know you're loving, and you're beautiful, and you're my deliverer, and you're my counselor, you're going to tell me what to do. These are all things you are. And like I said, the little girl, I told you the story when the nightmare went away. My kids, they use this all the time. I have 2-year-olds that know all three of them, 33, and they use them. And they use them to witness. Did you know that God is not a God of fear? You're just not trusting God. And so you've got to trust him because he understands what you're going through. I've seen the kids do it. R-S-T-U-V. He's a God of
victory.
Of course, victorious. And by faith we have his victory. And there's the memory verse that does it. And he is also very wise. And then we gave him his name. Of course he has a name. We all have a name. How many names do you have?
Three.
How many names do you have?
Three.
Most of
three.
Us have three. Some have four. Three?
Three.
He has hundreds. But his first one that he told us, I am who I am. I am the, oh, I showed you the X already. The Yahweh.
Yahweh.
I missed the exciting one. And I said, what
X.
possibly could I come up with X? There is nothing about God that starts with X. Did you see it as I flipped it over? I just put, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. And that goes to John Jingle. Listen to this. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in the Son, to him give glory, 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 glory. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in the Son, to him be glory, glory. I think we'll sing in that. And he is a God, what? Who?
Exceeds.
He can do above and beyond. He can run faster than you. He can fly faster than you. He can think faster than you. He can do everything faster than you. He exceeds everybody. There's no one's ever going to catch up with God. Not even AI. These kids are so impressed with AI right now. It's really scary what's coming on the scene. But don't be scared. God's got a mind that's way above all of that. And he's in charge. And he is what?
Yahweh.
Of course we're going to use his name. And then you can go into his other names. Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, you know, and all his other many, many names you can teach. And then X, Y, Z.
Zealous.
Something about that. You got it, Linda, because I think you've seen it before.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We do attributes of God in BSF.
Oh.
For the children's ministry.
Oh,
every week they do an
the
attribute
whole
of God. Pretty much so.
You've got it all the way through. And now teach it in order.
Yeah.
Because they can do it in order. Now, if I go through, you think you can do them all? Should we go backwards?
Oh, backwards.
That's a challenge for me, too.
How about you do it backwards?
And then he goes, Y, X, and W, V. God is watching over me.
Oh, wow.
So, but they love to do it backwards with you eventually. They get down cold. And then those who I love, I reprove and discipline. So you explain what zealous is. Zealous is that God is everybody give up. He's got to keep going. He's got to keep going no matter what. So now you know all 33, right? Just you. You can imagine. I challenge you to use these in your quiet time. Now, of course, in every single lesson that you will ever teach, there is one of these or two of these in that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always carry your book with you and bring the attributes with you. I bring them every single week. Because I want them to know who he is, so when the bad times come, and they do come. And the kids are seeing horrible things now. So I say, how many of you know really bad things that are happening? And they raise their hand. Okay, so what are we going to answer? With knowing all about God now, you know all these 33 things about God, boys and girls. What are you going to answer when they say, that man over there is abusing children and murdering them, and he never gets caught, and he's awful. So your God is not all loving, or he'd stop it, or he's not all powerful. If he was really loving, he'd stop it. Okay, let's say he's loving, well then he's not all powerful, because then he can't stop it. How are you going to answer that? It's one of the biggest questions of humankind, for even adults.
For adults too.
Yeah,
adults too.
Say.
The answer's here. And I got this through a great man of God, I won't tell you his name, maybe later, but a great man of God says, you've got to look at all of what God is. Is God Jay? What is Jay?
Just.
Is he just?
Yeah.
He's very.
Okay, if he's very just, that man who's a murderer deserves punishment, right? Punishing sin. Okay, if he's purely just,
what will he do?
Are we guilty of murder too, does Jesus say? If you have hatred in your heart, are you a murderer too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are. Boys and girls will have a hard time saying it, but Jesus said, if you have hatred in your heart, you're just as guilty as that murderer. So we deserve to be punished. But he's also L. What does that mean?
Long-suffering.
He's very loving and very long-suffering, and he's waiting for that man to repent. He loves that man so much, he's waiting. Even though he's hurting other children, but when it gets bad enough, and if he's purely just, guess what he's going to have to do right now? If you want him to say, okay, get him, God, he's going to have to get all of you too. And he did that one time when the whole world became so evil that it grieved God's heart, and he wiped it out. In the days of, didn't he? He did the most just thing at the time, but also the most loving to start again because he loves people. So if he was going to, that's why God doesn't stop yet. But will that man pay for his sin if he never repents?
Yes.
Yeah. Someday he's going to get it. He's going to wind up in a place called hell for all of eternity if he never repents. So God is, you've got to look at all of what God is. don't just say, he can't do it. Of course he can. He can stop it. Yes.
It's kind of like in the garden. Well, it's very much like in the garden when Satan said, oh, you can eat from that tree.
Yeah.
But God didn't say you would die.
Lie.
They believed the lie, but when they left the garden, they died.
That's right. And we all have to suffer death because of it. But we get to live forever. You don't die. That's the nice thing about you boys and girls. And you assure, the greatest thing you can do, as you know, is to tell a child how much God loves them and how just he is too. Please always do not leave out his justice. That's what's happening to our society. People, and that's what's happening in the Christian church today. Many of them are not accepting hell. They take the Bible like a salad bar. I'll take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But, oh, God couldn't be a loving God and have a place called hell because there's no hell. God speaks more about hell than he does of heaven. So it's true that there is a real hell, and he is yet a loving God. He doesn't want anyone to go there. Boys and girls, he didn't ever send anyone to hell. That's a choice of man, by refusing to simply believe on him and take eternal life. You guys all know this, but it's so important for the children to know it. And that's why they really do need to know his son. And then they need to know who they are. Assure them that they're not just a soccer player, a child, a second grader, a football player, whatever, and I can do math real good. But they are a child of God. Yes, the gentleman.
I'm sorry, we talked about what happens to the man who was killed.
This man is killing all his children.
What happened to the children?
Well, there is God loving.
Yes.
Is God loving?
Yes.
Will God rescue those children his way? He will rescue them his way. Either sometimes not on this side. Maybe he takes them home at the age of 8. Maybe they get so beat up that they die. Or whatever. You think, oh, that's so terrible. I remember my pastor going to do a memorial service for a 1-year-old crib death. Only child they were ever able to have, and they died. And he was going on and on to God. God, what am I going to tell these parents? What am I going to, you know, I mean, after all, you took him home and they waited so many years to get him. And then you took him home at 1 year, and he said, I just went on and on and on, driving them, just giving God the whole argument. And finally God said to me, are you through? He said, yes. What makes you think that 80 years down there is better than up here for me? Did I not give that child life? Do I not have the right to bring that child home to me? How dare you? It's kind of like, how dare you question me? I know what I'm doing. And God is just and loving and fair, and it makes it all make sense. And even when they can't, and they're not going to be able to understand a lot, like it says, but God understands. If they know all this about God, it'll take them through anything. It takes us through anything. See, it's taken us this year, this far in our life to get this far. But you will actually get so far, I hope, it's like what Steph said, that when trials come, you finally get to the point where, wow, God, I don't like this, but you know what? You're so loving, you're so kind, you're so good, you're doing something good behind the scene. Right now, I've got some pretty rebellious, I've got out of my 10 grandchildren and 9 greats, I've got some that are wandering in the world pretty big, really big. And it grieves your heart, it hurts, but I don't worry about it a bit. And so I tell a child, are you worried about something? And this is what I use my little worry bag for. How many of you have got worries or you're afraid of something? Raise your hand if you've ever had a worry or afraid and all the hands go up. Well, we got to do something about that. We have to do something. This little guy looks so worried. And in his worry bag, which, by the way, I taught last hour and I didn't dump them to the right size. Okay, in that little bag is all these little tokens, and I'm giving you a visual of it over there. But I have this little bag filled with the worry bag, and it's got all kinds of little... Get out of there. Okay. And so they say a few things, and then you can even ask about that. Oh, really? Are you really worried about what? What can you think of that children worry about? Until we start pulling them out.
My mother.
Yeah, my mother. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Do you think God knows about that?
I don't have a friend.
I don't have a friend. Pull one out.
I can't get hold of it.
That sounded just like a kid saying.
Yeah. Kids like going to Amazon.
What does that say?
They don't have a friend.
What others think? How many of you ever have been worried about what others think? And so what we have here, and this is what the place here, this is a wonderful thing to play through because, and you can put, I have help on this, I put them on the board. Schoolwork. Not doing well. I have little pictures on the back for children that can't read. What do you think is happening with them? And then I say, oh, it says family problems. Or grandpa. Death. They're afraid of death. You have a chance to talk about these things. Scary death. But what do we do with all these things? Being left alone. unliked by others, how you look. These are all things that children are just terrified. Many of them are traumatized by some of these, like Steph said in the trauma workshop. But what do we do with these? What do we do with them? They just kind of control us. We're so worried and anxious. First of all, you say, Jesus, I want to bring them to you, but I've not been trusting you, because worry is a lack of trust. You're not trusting God. You don't want that thing to happen. Instead of saying, okay, God, if it happens, you're still there for me. You're still loving. You're still kind. You're still good. You're going to see me through it. You see what I'm saying? So they bring them one by one, and they put them to the cross. Now, when I did this the first time, many years ago, I had a little girl who prayed with us, because I asked the whole class, now I want you to be thinking about something that worries you. You can do it yourself right now if you want to. Something that worries you is something you're troubled about, or you're unfair. Now, do you admit inside your heart that by doing that, you're not trusting God with it? Because is God sovereign? Is he in control? Is he loving? Is he going to work everything together for good? We use that Romans 8:28, and we don't live it. But okay, so you say to God, and so their heads were all bowed. I said, now tell God something you're afraid of or worried about. Okay, you told him? If you told him, stick your hand up real quick and put it down. So all the hands went like this. Yeah. I said, okay, now, ask him to forgive you for not trusting him. Now, ask him to take that worry or fear right away, that you're going to trust him from now on, and you're not going to be afraid of that. Ask him that. Do you believe God can do that? They have the faith to believe it when we don't. And so we finished the Good News Club. We said, amen. I never knew what happened. I still don't know what happens in most of my clubs that are when I work with the children. I don't know what the Holy Spirit's doing, but he's doing. Because that particular day, that little girl never came back to my club for weeks. And I thought, oh man, I really blew it. I probably got her so fearful of whatever she was. You know, I was blaming myself. Ran into the mother 3 weeks later. Oh, I'm so sorry I haven't gotten Christy back to your club. We've been so busy, but I've been meaning to call you and tell you what happened. I said, what happened? I said, evidently you told her to tell God that she was afraid of something. And she said, when I came out of my house to pick her up, she was coming from your house, and the dog came right down the street. My daughter's terrified of dogs. She goes into ballistic. We have tried everything we can, from little tiny puppies. She has always been terrified because she was bitten when she was little. So she's had this fear, and I mean literally screams and yells anywhere, which is pretty hard in an area where you have lots of dogs, you know. Mm-hmm. And she said, I watched as she came out of your club, and Dick Williams' dog came out on the street at the same time. You know what she did? She walked right over and petted him. And she said, I stood there in shock. And she came up to me and says, Mommy, you don't know what happened, sweetie. Well, I just told God that I was afraid. She told me the whole story of what she did. She says, and you know what she does now? She goes to her school and says, do you understand what I'm afraid of? Let me help you. She's telling everybody at school how to get rid of her fear. That's all Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
It's all Holy Spirit. Wow. So this thing is all Holy Spirit. Because God wants us. You can use every single classroom you can use this in. And where are we at? Are we okay?
Yes.
He didn't give us the time. What is the time? What are we supposed to do?
10 minutes.
Do I have 10 minutes? I'll give you about
10 minutes.
Okay. Now that finishes attributes. In attributes, STS stands for simply the story, the God Story Project. There was a little old lady many, many years ago that realized that the people were not getting it. They couldn't remember the sermon from last week. They couldn't remember the Bible study from the former week. What did we study last week? Nothing. She's got. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way for us to retain this. Keep it simple, Dorothy, said the Holy Spirit. Okay. So she took the shortest story of the Bible, Mary and Martha, so before, or the wedding of Cana, very short, and she read it over, and she thought, okay, I'm just going to tell them the story. I love this method of teaching. And you're getting, there's a CD over here that you can get right there in the little blue package, which is actually Dorothy talking to some other Calvary pastors, telling them all this story that I'm telling you right now. But she basically started just simply telling the story. It took her 2 minutes to say, now there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and Mary was there, and Jesus was there, and they ran out of wine, and Mary went up to Jesus and said, they have no wine. And she just tells the story. It takes about 2 minutes. And she said, the way I did that was I just simply opened my Bible, went home when I was preparing. I read the story out loud, closed it, and I told it to myself. Oh, I missed that part about, woman, what have you to do? Time is not yet. What hour? You know, my hour is not yet come. She had it down cold. Anyway, she went through the steps of learning it, told it one time. After that, you can't say anything else other than ask questions. How did Jesus teach his disciples? By questions and story. Parables and stories. They would come up to say, Lord, how do one get to heaven? Remember the rich man ruler?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, what is the, what did he answer? What question? Well, what does the law say? Thou shalt love the Lord, you know. And he just did that. That's what we're to do. Simply ask them. Okay, tell the story. Do like hand signals. This is the way we learn these steps. They're on the bookmark there. They go to tell the story. Ask for a volunteer. Like if I would say, Aaron, please tell me the story of Cana. Let's say you just heard it from me. And you go, oh, well, there was this wedding, and they ran out of wine, and Mary went to Jesus, and the wine got fixed. That may be all you say. But I say, oh, that's really good. You remembered that much. Everybody, let's tell the story again. Then I go through, and you're all answering. Who was that? What kind of gathering was it? Was it a birthday party, boys and girls?
No.
What was it?
It was a wedding.
Okay, and where was it? And where?
Cana.
In Cana of
Galilee.
That's right. And who was there?
Jesus.
Okay, so now you're going through the whole story. They've heard it once from you, once from another child. Now they're hearing the third time all the facts. Who, what, where, when, right? And then you go through it again. That's so good. You got that down pretty good. Now let's make some observations. Oh. Interesting. Now, who went to who with the problem? Who went to who with the problem?
Went
to
Jesus.
Have you ever gone to Jesus with a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me some kind of when you or someone you knew had a problem, or what else would have Mary did? Did Mary have a choice? She went to Jesus. Did she have some other choice?
No.
Can you think of another choice she could have done? Think. I know if it was me, I probably would have ordered the servants to go down to the nearest store and buy some more wine. And you get them in discussion as you're going through looking at spiritual observation questions, which I don't have time to go through all of them, and then spiritual application. Oh, have you ever thought about when you went to Jesus and he said, well, that's kind of what he did. Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My time is
right.
On you. And you get going. And you ask them the questions about, can you think of a time when you went to Jesus and didn't get an answer? And what could you do? And what, you know, all the different options. When you learn this technique, when you listen to that little CD, you will learn it. So listen to the little CD, you'll learn the technique, and then you can get training out of him. Turkey says, can any good thing come out of him? And this little CD, though, is very, very old. But God taught her, and it's now worldwide, and there's now a movie. From Genesis to Revelation called the God Story Project. So simply type in simply the story or the God Story Project. There's all kinds of literature over there about it. And you can learn that technique too by going up to heaven. So we've got to let the other people.
Yeah,
sorry.
Are we
over time?
Not necessarily. Yes,
are we over time? Yes, over time. Okay, come in with all this stuff and see about it.
Thank you so much.
This is
wonderful.
Thank
you.
This
is one of the
Yeah, afterward. be on the very right church panel. I want them to know.
Yeah, they want to see the attributes or so. I love this. She just got, these are hot off the frame, got the brand on.
This is awesome. Can we get you to
As we're, as God leads, I always talk to God every time I get asked. My information, good thing, I've got a card over here.
I am the new Jenny.
Okay. I have a card here.
Does she know who you are?
You can, anybody can come in. There's my card for some silly story. You gotta love this.
I'm far from you.
It'll thrill you to death when you find out who you teach it. I've had kids now. Oh, yeah, definitely. You would definitely want to do that. It'll inspire you to start teaching that way. I got results when you teach this way, I always challenge them. I say, okay, now go tell the story, because by the time you finish, you've told it 5 times. They have told it. They've told it once. They have told it 4 more times. I said, okay, go tell the story.
Hi, Missy. Hi, Missy. I am. Are you staying? You're always staying. I bet these are the songs that you taught last year.
Two little girls that were fighting. Can't remember why they made the movie.
It's getting warm now. Finally.
Yeah.
We're finally warming out. Yeah. First that side of the building is hot. This side's cold. And then in the afternoon, these warm up and that one cools.
I said, what happened? We were trying to outgood ourselves all week. See, when they know the story.
No, that clock's in the wrong place. But we still have 10 minutes.
We do.
We have 29. We finished at that school.
10 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, because they have. That's what this meditation.
All right.
Instead of us talking so much.
Thank you.
I talk too much.
Apple Air connector.
Oh no, I already fixed it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know
Thank
Gail's
you.
Like all